First of all, I want to show you something. In the first episode, I will show you the power of silence, and the second, the power of listening. So let's start with the power of silence. Shiv Khera, the most prominent and important motivational speaker and business consultant, Shiv Khera, writes this article in his book, which is called "You Can Sell: The Power of Silence." Whenever you ask a question, wait for an answer. Some people become nervous when there is a silence. Their lack of confidence makes the silence uncomfortable. That nervousness makes them break the silence, and they jump in and break the pressure on the prospect. Silence can be a very effective way of communication, especially after asking a good question. It puts tremendous pressure on the prospect to reply. When anybody silences after listening a speech, then the speaker thought about the listener that the listener is active and they want to hear me. So the speaker and the listener connected to each other betterly. What is the power of listening? According to Shiv Khera and mine, that in every era, the great leaders and the scientists and the politicians have the one common quality in his mind, that they are all was a good listener. They listen 80 and they speak only 20. After you ask a question, it is crucial to listen actively and very carefully, both to what is being said and what is not being said. We need to observe both verbal and non-verbal communication. We need to listen and observe both words and feelings. Listening gives clues to the salesperson to steer his presentation in the right direction. Listening identifies needs and wants and also identifies hot buttons. It also gives clues to objections and to the skillful professionals. This is a tremendous advantage in helping him close the sale. So that's why listening is more powerful than speaking, because every successful people listen more and speak less.